It's the Hollywood Report with Rosie.
Never get it twisted.
Brought to you by Meijer. Higher standards, lower prices.
Chris Brown turned his anger issues on a valet Parker at Penn's Bowling Alley in L.A. last night over the $10 service charge, and it was all caught on tape. When he went to get in his car, the valet asked for the $10 charge, and Chris went off. After the valet made it clear that he wouldn't release the car without the cash, Chris went ballistic, even threatening the guy. His entourage offered to pay, but he wasn't having it, and he felt that he was getting ripped off since he was only at the event for 30 minutes. Rapper Beanie Sigel was sentenced to between 6 and 23 months in prison after pleading guilty to misdemeanor illegal drug possession. His arrest occurred last August, not long before he was due to report for a two-year prison sentence for tax evasion. A stretch his attorney is hoping that he'll be able to serve concurrently with his time for the drug charge. Sony Music has filed a lawsuit against a Swedish man who they believe uploaded Beyonce's album 4 to the illegal website The Pirate Bay. They're suing for $233,000 for not only leaking the album, but damaging their relationship with Beyonce and taking a toll on her reputation. The man, who's currently not being named, is believed to have gotten his hands on the album in advance through some of his music industry connections. Speaking of being leaked, LeBron James and his fiancée Savannah's wedding invitations have leaked onto the internet. According to a leaked copy of Save the Date, the couple has decided on an exotic wedding in San Diego. They're also asking their family and close friends to save the date September 13th through the 15th for the wedding festivities. Cash Money Record is being sued for illegally using a song sample. Robert Poindexter from the 70s group The Persuaders claims Cash Money sampled Love's Gonna Pack Up and Walk Out on Bow Wow's 2010 song Still Balling without permission. He claims he reached out to Cash Money and was redirected to Bow Wow's attorneys, who then directed him back to Cash Money. Poindexter won $600,000 plus interest.
It's the Hollywood Report with Rosie.
Never get it twisted.
Brought to you by Meijer. Higher standards, lower prices.